Second pack of Shkolim, Mishnah Aleph. Myself and Shkolim without Koinus. And Matei Aderech. They're allowed to take the Matei Shekel and add a whole bunch of them together from one city into the larger coins, so that they shouldn't have to carry many coins. Okay, much less coins by taking the smaller coins and making them into one big coin. Shem Shoy Yeshavitz and Mikdash Kachay Yeshavitz and Zina. It's like there were boxes that were wide on the bottom and narrow on the top, and people would put the coins at the top for the narrow opening. They had that in the Beit HaMikdash. They also had it outside of the Beit HaMikdash or in Yerushalayim. Now, Yerush HaShachas Shikulei Benigna Vua Shavdu. People of the city that send their shkolin, and they were stolen on the way, or they were lost. In Nishama HaTshuma Yishboim L'Gizboim. The way it goes is like this. All the money was given into coins were given to the Beit HaMikdash. It was in a certain lishka, a certain room. And then at certain points of time, for example, the beginning of Nisan, the Kohen would come in and take off a large amount of those coins. That's called a Trumat HaLishka. And with the voucher he took off, he would use for Kabbalah. From the point of time that he did this Truma, the coins that were collected are considered transferred into the Rishus of Hekdash. Therefore, if the Shliach lost the money, and at this point of time, they already made his Trumat HaLishka, which means from that at the point of time now, all the claims on the money is shaykh to Hekdash. Therefore, Nishbam HaGizbarim, since the one who the coins belong to is the Gizbarim, the Shliach has to swear to the Gizbarim that it was lost. In Lav, if the Truma was not yet done, so the money is still considered in the possession of the original owners, the Shbam was Neir. Then they swear to the people from the town. Neir Shokun Tafsek. Then the people from that town that sent them will have to replace the original Shkolin. Nimtu Oshir Zira and others, if they found the money that was lost or they cannot return it, Elu Ve'elu Shkolin, we still say that both the new ones that were replaced, the lost and stolen ones, and the ones that were found are considered Master Shekel, and he doesn't get any rebates. In Oilun Lem Hashanah, but they cannot use it for next year also, because they're both Mufresh this year. So to get to, if somebody took it, was Mafresh Master Shekel, and the Shliach lost it on the way, then he was Mafresh another one, they gave it over to Hekdash, and after he gave it the first one to Hekdash, they found the second one, they found the original one, he has to give both of them to Hekdash.